Hi guys, welcome to this week's web series. Today we are going to talk about Romeo Roblito. He is an artist, he is a living artist and very well known artist from US who was born in Brazil and then visited Europe and then he moved to US and started his studio there. He is a well known artist for pop art in the industry these days, and I got really influenced by his exhibition which I saw first-handed in Houston in January, and I was lucky to get his portfolio, his book with me, the gentleman at the gallery off the wall gallery was very kind enough to give me his portfolio book and explain me about Romeo Roblito. And I thought all the artists who are willing to become a brand in themselves should go through this book and should see the amazing work this gentleman from Brazil has gone through in last 20 or 30 years or so. So, you know, he talks about that, how passionate he is. He says that he creates the art of happiness. And he started his journey from Brazil. This is his childhood love, and he got very influenced by Picasso and Matisse, he said. What I really love is he also created the Absolute Vodka's campaign and he designed their label, and that actually launched his career further. So collaboration, thinking of bringing art into a more mainstream industry is what I certainly loved about this artist a lot. He has not only created something as a movement in itself, but also he has gone outside that traditional way of how art is marketed, and that I think I would certainly give him a lot of credit for that. So he has he has also done design stamps for United Nations. He is the only artist who has an art installation in Hyde Park in London. I'm just looking for it. This is the Hyde Park in London that he has his work showcased on, and he made it as a community project by getting kids, school kids included in this project. His stadiums have been decorated by his art. Even his work has been showcased in Easter artworks in Washington DC in the White House. He has met all the key people. He has his iconic works. So if you as an artist want to grow your career, it's more about how you convince, how you come up with your own brand. So without having to change or having to compromise the way of our style you make, he even has his own studio, he has his own shop in Miami's airport. He has a big shop on the cruise line Royal Caribbean. He created his mark on Royal Caribbean. So, and if an artist decides to do something unique and stand out, there's a lot of scope. All you need to do is take a little bit of risk. Stop following your seniors, because everyone have to create their own path and be their own icons today. So if you have any ideas, you want to discuss them, We would love to have a discussion with you. If you have any other questions, please leave question or comment below this video, and we look forward to having your inputs. Thank you. Bye bye.